It's September 14, and I don't know what it is about that date, but a stack of great TV shows premiered on this day.
We came to warn you about him.
Them seem harmless.
Just don't make him a blood brother.
F-Troop started on this day in 1965. The Waltons started on telly in 1972.
Good night, Jimbo.
We were introduced to Mork from Mork on September 14, 1978.
I was on Earth 3 bleems ago. I was sent there by a biology class to collect a specimen. I had to throw it back, though. Too small. I love that place.
The Golden Girls started on this day in 1985.
It was a joke.
A joke.
That's a terrible joke.
Awful.
You can't joke about a thing like that.
And one more, Roseanne began in 1998.
One kid down, two to go, darling.
Okay, enough of the TV shows. To the birthdays and Northern Ireland-born, New Zealand-raised, Australian-claimed actor Sam Neill is 73. Made some great movies, Dead Calm, Evil Angels, Hunt for Red October and Jurassic Park.
The special effects are such that they never really feel like special effects. They feel like dinosaurs.
The only player ever to represent Australia and South Africa in Test cricket. Kep Levesels turned 63.
There it is. Short pulls it forward a square. Well played, Kep Levesels. Official finally up for this young man.
Morten Harkett, lead singer of hit Norwegian band A-ha, is 61 today. Crosby, the actress and daughter of Bing, is also 61, probably best remembered for her role in Dallas.
Maybe your goons ignored your orders. I guess that's what happens when a man gets confined to a hospital bed.
And Kimberly Williams-Paisley, known for the Father of the Brides movies and appearances in TV sitcoms, including According to Jim and Two and a Half Men, celebrates her birthday today.
This place is amazing. How do you afford the rent, Alan?
Finally, today is the anniversary of the sad death of actor, singer and dancer Patrick Swayze. He was 57 when he died in 2009.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here. It's going to change.
Remembering Patrick Swayze on September 14.